我想开头的时候请弟兄姊妹和我先一同来读一些主的话。
I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音第十五章。
Please turn with me to John chapter 15.
约翰福音第十五章。
John chapter 15.
我们读二十六节和二十七节。
We will read verses 26 and 27.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了，就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
When the Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me, and you will bear witness also, because you have been with me from the beginning.
我们回头看第六章。
Next, we'll turn back and look at chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
我们也是读二十六和二十七两节。
And we'll read verses 26 and 27.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因为因吃饼得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。
Jesus answered them and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give to you, for on him the Father, even God, has set the seal.
第三十五节。
Verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章第十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
英文翻的比较准确一点。
The translation in the English is a little bit more accurate.
他说只在乎在圣灵中的公义、和平和喜乐。
That it is only about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们回头看马太福音。
Then let's turn back to and look at Matthew.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
最后我们看一处旧约圣经。
Next we'll turn to the Old Testament.
路德记。
The book of Ruth.
路德记第一章第一节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 1.
我们就读前面一半就可以了。
And we'll just read the first half.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。
Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land.
我们前一次曾经和弟兄姊妹们讲到。
The last time I spoke with brothers and sisters.
我们作为基督徒。
As a Christian.
在圣灵保护师的带领底下
and under the leading of the Comforter,
我们应该活得实实在在
we need to live real lives.
因为我们的神是实在的神
because our God is a real God.
所以他也希望我们 神的儿女能够活得实实在在。
So his desire for us is that we would live real lives.
他把基督当作真理赐给我们。
And he used Jesus Christ as the truth.
他把他的话当作真理赐给我们。
And he has given us his word, which is the truth.
他也把圣灵当作真理赐给我们。
And he's given us the Holy Spirit, which is also the truth.
所以我们已经得着基督。
So we have already gained Christ.
我们也有神的话。
And we also have the word of God.
我们也有圣灵。
And we also have the Holy Spirit.
我们应当依靠这三样的宝贝。
And we need to rely on these precious things.
在主面前，在神面前能够活得实实在在。
So that we can live real lives before God.
这个是上次我们已经交通过。
And this is a recap of what we spoke upon the last time.
那么今天早晨呢？
But this morning,
我们要和弟兄姊妹讲到另外一件事情。
I'd like to share with brothers and sisters on another aspect.
神不仅要我们活得实实在在。
God not only wants us to live real lives.
神还要叫我们活得饱饱足足的。
But he also wants to live a life of fullness and satisfaction.
今天圣灵来为基督做见证。
Today the Holy Spirit comes to bear witness for Christ.
我们在地上也为主做见证。
And today we are also to be witnesses of Christ.
所以头一个见证就是实实在在。
And the first witness and testimony that we can manifest is to be real.
另一个见证就是饱饱足足的。
And the second testimony that we can manifest is satisfaction.
我们知道我们的神是丰富的神。
We know that our God is an abundant God.
他不喜欢他的儿女们呢老是处在这种饥饿的状态中。
And he never wants his people to be in a position of lacking or being hungry.
那么弟兄姊妹我们要看一看自己的光景。
And we have to look at our own condition.
我们今天真的是非常的饱足吗？
Today are we truly satisfied?
所以神的儿女是活在神的丰富的里面。
The children of God are to live in the abundance of God.
我们应该，我在这里说这个饱足是灵里面的饱足。
So we should be satisfied, and we should be satisfied in the Spirit.
基督徒应该在灵里面常常是饱饱足足的。
So we should be constantly, we should be satisfied and full in the Spirit.
我们看见在旧约圣经的里面
When we look at the Old Testament,
神的儿女们呢常常面临一些饥荒的一些状态。
The, God's people in the Old Testament encountered, famines.
我们问说那么他们的神是丰富的神他们怎么会处在饥荒的状态里呢
But we might ask the question, well, God is an abundant God, how can God's people live in a time of famine?
圣经给我们很好的提醒。
And the Bible gives us a good reminder.
神的百姓所以处在饥荒的状态。
That God's people were in the midst of a famine.
总是他们行了神心中不喜悦的事。
It is because they have done some things that were not pleasing to God.
他们行了一些不对的事情。
And they have done some things that were wrong.
所以圣经告诉我们神就咒诅地。
So the Bible says that God cursed the land.
所以他们就因此进入一个大的饥荒。
And so they were living in a time of famine.
我们看见亚当夏娃开头就是这样。
And we see how Adam and Eve in the beginning, they were, no different.
当他们背离了神的时候
When they, were rejected by God,
rebelled
against God.
所以神就说地因你们的缘故受咒诅。
And so the ground was cursed because of your sins.
所以你要汗流满面的才能得饱足。
And so,
流很多汗。
Oh, so you will be, sweating as you work the land.
那么这已经很清楚告诉我们
So this clearly tells us,
神并不咒诅他的儿女。
That God does not reject his people.
因为他是我们的父亲，他从来不会咒诅我们的。
Because he is our heavenly father, he will never reject us.
但是当我们做他不喜悦的事情的时候呢？
But when we do things that are not pleasing to him,
他就咒诅地。
He curses the land.
结果呢，就叫你饿肚子，叫你饥饿。
And so there is a famine, you will be hungry.
你如果读《生命记》第28章。
And if you read Deuteronomy, Chapter
8, 28. 那里呢,
God warns his people
如果你们能听神的话,
that if you can listen to the word of God,
那么你们在迦南地啊, 就可以过得非常的富足,
then in the land of Canaan, you will live in abundance.
你们的家中充满丰富,
and in your families, there will be full of abundance.
但如果你们不听神的话,
but if you do not heed the commands of God,
背逆神,
and if you rebel against God,
那个结果是什么呢?
What is the result?
就带来大的饥荒。
The result is this great famine.
因为神要咒诅地。
Because God has cursed, will curse the land.
我想弟兄姊妹，这是圣经给我们非常清楚的一个教导。
And this is a very clear lesson that God is showing us.
我们从以色列的历史当中啊。
If we look at the history of the Israelites,
我们可以得着一些的说明。
We can gain some sayings or explanations.
那我们用这个士师记跟路德记稍微的解释一下。
So we'll use the books of Judges and Ruth to speak of these.
我们知道路德记士师记呢，这是以色列历史中最黑暗的一个时期。
We know that in the book of Judges, this was the darkest time that the Israelites lived in.
所以神的儿女们陷在极大的饥荒里面。
And God's people were living under this great famine.
路德记第一章第一节就告诉我们。
And Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 tells us.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。
That when the judges were governing the land, there was a famine.
因为我们知道在士师记的时候。
We know that in the time of judges.
神的百姓背离神。
That God's people rebelled against God.
他们赶不出仇敌。
They could not cast out the demons.
他们就跟仇敌呢妥协。
So they compromised with the demons.
他们跟他们
oh enemies, enemies sorry enemies.
那他们就跟他们立约。
And so they made a covenant with their enemies.
然后跟他们通婚。
And they intermarried with their enemies.
更糟糕的是他们呢拜他们的偶像。
And even worse was that they worshiped the idols of their enemies.
他们也不认识神。
And they did not recognize or acknowledge God. And did not know God's ways.
所以呢把整个士师时代带到一个极大的黑暗的光景。
So they brought that generation into a very dark state.
国中就遭遇大的饥荒。
And the land was cursed with the famine.
那么在这个时候
And during this time,
我们知道呢神用士师帮助他们。
God used these judges to help his people.
我们知道这个士师们呢是神一个权宜的做法不是神的心意。
And we know that the time of these judges, so their work was just a temporary method.
他们我不晓得英文这个字你们晓得吗 ?expedient, 这个字叫做权宜啊。
This word expedient is used to describe the time of the judges.
那么这个不是神的心意。
This is not the heart of God.
所以士师们呢只能局部的帮助一些人。
So the judges could only be useful for this time period.
并且士师一不在了他们的光景又是很糟糕。
And when the judges were not present, the condition of the God's people deteriorated again.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神用这一段的历史告诉我们。
God used this portion of history to remind us.
神虽然差遣这些士师们帮助。
That God sent these judges to help his people.
这些士师代表什么呢?
What do these judges represent?
这士师代表的恩赐和能力。
These judges represent gift and strength.
他们是有恩赐有能力的一般人。
They were people who had gifts and had abilities.
但是呢这不是神的心意。
But this is not in the heart of God.
而在那段黑暗的时期里面。
And in that dark time period,
就出现一个路德记。
There came about one who is Ruth.
那么路德记代表什么呢?
And what does Ruth represent?
路德记代表生命和道路。
Ruth represents life and the way.
神的心意在路德记。
God's will was in Ruth.
因为我们都知道路德记，神带领了少数的一般人，他们从饥荒里面重新回到神的丰富。
And in Ruth, we know that she brought a small group of people out of the famine and returned to God.
所以这个给我们是一个很重要的提醒。
And this was a good reminder.
因为今天我们很多神的儿女在地上。
That many of God's children here on earth,
我们人就是把眼睛盯在那些恩赐和那些能力上面。
We are so fixated on the gifts and abilities of people.
我们知道恩赐和能力是从神来的。
We know that gifts and abilities are from God.
但是这是次好的东西。
But these are just things that are temporary,
secondary. 啊，这些东西呢，只能给我们暂时有点帮助。
And they can just temporarily be useful to us.
神要他的儿女们是走在生命的路上。
But God wants his people to walk on the way of life.
要叫我们能够从神得到真正的饱足。
Where we can find true satisfaction and fullness in God.
所以在旧约的圣经里面，
So in the Old Testament,
神已经很清楚地告诉我们，
God has already clearly shown,
当什么时候神的儿女们背离神，
that when God's people rebelled against God,
不听神的话语，
and they were disobedient to God,
不按照神的心意来做的时候，
and they were disobedient to God,
神的儿女们就落在极大的饥荒的里面。
Then God's people were left in this cursed land with a famine.
所以士师记跟路德记给我们非常清楚地看见这个原则。
So we can see in the books of Judges and Ruth, we can see these two principles very clearly.
是，我们需要恩赐和能力来侍奉神。
It's true, we need gifts and abilities to serve God.
但是那个不是我们的目的。
But that is not our goal.
我们的目的是追求生命，追求道路。
Our goal is to pursue after life and the way.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们，这个再清楚不过了。
And I think I can't make this any more clear.
所以今天神要我们要能够活得饱饱足足的。
So today God wants us to be live lives that are satisfied.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过啊。
I mentioned this to brothers and sisters.
作为一个人，我们有三种需要。
As a human being, there are three types of needs.
我们有身体的需要。
We have our physical body.
我们有魂的需要。
And we have the needs of our soul.
对于基督徒来讲，我们还有灵里面的需要。
For a Christian, we also speak of spiritual needs.
在我们没有得救之前，
Prior to being saved,
我们跟世人一样。
We were like the people who don't believe in God.
我们只注重了身体的需要。
We only pay attention to the needs of our
physical body. 我们也只注重了魂的需要。
And we pay attention to the needs of our soul.
因为我们人堕落了。
Because man has fallen,
我们的灵死了。
The spirit is dead.
所以我们从来就不懂得什么叫做灵的需要。
So we never knew what the needs of the spirit were.
我想今天对弟兄姊妹说身体的需要，大家都明白。
So today when I say, oh, we have physical needs for our body, we all can.
我们天天都在追求这个。
We can all agree and understand this.
我们追求吃什么、喝什么、穿什么、玩什么啊。
We're always focused on what we eat, drink, and what brings us comfort.
这个不需要教的吧。
You don't need to be taught.
每个人都知道这个需要。
Everyone knows these needs.
那么我们也知道魂里面的需要。
And we also know the needs of our soul.
我们有知识的欲望。
We have desires of knowledge.
我们有情感上的欲望。
We have emotional.
我们都懂得什么叫做知识的欲望，什么叫情感的欲望。
Emotional aspects of our soul. So we are all very familiar with the emotional, the soulish side of our being.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们得救了。
But brothers and sisters, we are now saved.
我们知道什么是灵里面的需要吗？
Do we really know what the needs of the spirit are?
很可惜啊。
And
虽然我们得救了，
Unfortunately, even though we're saved,
我们对于这一方面的感觉很淡薄。
We are sort of unfamiliar with these needs.
我们也不太注重。
And we don't pay attention to these needs.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
什么叫做灵里面的光景饥饿呢？
What does it mean that there is hunger in our spirit?
如果到今天我们还是以外面物质的东西为满足。
Today, if we're only looking to satisfy things from a material standpoint,
我们还是追求一种魂里面的满足。
Or from the physical world, or satisfying our souls.
就是我们的思想、我们的意志、我们的情感，追求这些满足。
If we're trying to satisfy our mind, our desires, and our emotions,
我的意思说，在你的生活中，如果你是偏重这些东西的。
What I'm trying to say is if we put these things aside,
这证明一件事情，你的灵里面的光景 是处在一个饥饿的状态。
Then it shows that our, if we're pursuing after these things, then it means that our spirit is starving.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
,Brothers and sisters,
我已经讲过
I've already mentioned,
神没有排斥物质的实际。
God is not in opposition and does not reject these material things.
因为他创造整个万有是给人享受。
Because he created the physical world for us to enjoy.
吃到好东西享受到好东西这个也不是犯罪。
Enjoying good food and the enjoying good material things, this is not a sin.
神也没有排斥所谓精神上的一个实际那个 psychological.
God also did not reject the needs to our psyche.
那么我们看见好的东西心情愉快。
When we see something, it brings joy.
我们听到美好的音乐，我们里面非常的舒服。
When we hear beautiful music and sounds, it brings joy.
我们在知识上面，大家相互之间的这个用大陆的话吧，交流。
When we have conversations about wisdom and knowledge, it satisfies.
我们也有一种的满足，对不对？
It satisfies.
神没有排斥的东西。
God did not reject these things.
但是我们要知道，这些东西只会带给人暂时的满足。
We know that these things only bring temporary satisfaction to us.
我们的神已经把我们救赎回来。
God has already saved us.
他已经使我们灵的光景。醒过来。
And he's already awakened our spirit.
因为当初神造人的时候
,When God first created man,
神的意思最重要是首先要叫你的灵里面得满足。
His main objective was to allow man to be satisfied in our spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
,So brothers and sisters,
当我们灵里面真正有满足的时候
,When we have true satisfaction in our spirit,
我们对于这些外面的这些东西就不太在乎。
Then we won't care about these other things that on the outside.
我很喜欢罗马书14章17节的话。
I really like the words of Romans chapter 14.
他说神的国不在乎。
The kingdom of God does not concern eating and drinking.
我们中文里面加上这个不在乎这几个字实在加得太好了。
The Chinese word, they added this word where the kingdom does not care about or is not concerned about eating and drinking.
这就提醒我们了。弟兄姊妹在你的生活中你在乎什么
?And so this is a reminder to us, in our lives, what are we concerned about?
你在乎的是吃喝吗
?Are we concerned about eating and drinking?
神的国不在乎这个。
The kingdom of God is not concerned with eating and drinking.
但是我们晓得人的国非常在乎这个。
But we know that the kingdom of man is all about eating and drinking.
我们知道一个好的政府啊。
We know that if there is a good governor.
最好的政府是什么政府啊
?What is the best government?
就像那个老百姓呢吃得饱喝得足就是好政府对不对呢
?The best type of government is that they allow the people of the land to be full with food and drink.
全世界的政府都在努力这个。
Throughout the world, all the governments of the countries are trying to fulfill this.
要让我们的百姓吃得饱。
We want the people of our land to be full.
让他们喝得足。
We want them to be, their thirst to be quenched.
哇百姓们吃饱了喝足了你说哇这个政府好啊。
And when the people say, oh, well, I'm satisfied with food and drink, then what a great government we have.
人的国在乎这个。
Man's kingdom, is concerned about these things.
但请我们记得。
But please remember.
神的国不在乎这些。
But the kingdom of God is not concerned with these things.
我再说啊。
I'll
say again, 神没有排斥这个。
God does not reject these things.
但是你不要在乎它。
But we don't have to, care about
这很重要这很大的区别啊。
This is a big difference.
因为我们看见很多神的儿女们非常在乎这些啊。
Because we see a lot of God's children were so focused on these things.
他们对灵里面的光景饱不饱足不在乎对这个外面的东西啊非常在乎。
That many Christians today are not concerned about whether their spirits are satisfied or not, but they're trying to satisfy these other needs.
因为这个吃喝
Because this eating and drinking.
就是身体的需要就是魂的需要。
These are the needs of the body and the needs of the soul.
我们都知道我们今天吃食物啊不是光这个可以吃就行了。
Today when we eat food, it's not just making sure that it's edible.
哇，尤其我们中国人呢，这个吃的民族啊。
Especially those who among the Chinese were really into gourmet.
其实我看全世界人都注重这个。
I think all the countries of the world are pay attention to food.
啊，注重这个吃的时候要色香味俱全，对不对？
And when we eat food, it not only has to taste good, but it has to look good.
这个 color 很重要，这个样子也很重要。
That the plating has to be beautiful.
啊，因为什么？这个是满足魂的。
Because this satisfies the soul.
不光是身体满足。
Not only our physical body.
所以这个吃喝就代表满足身体和魂的需要。
So this eating satisfies the body and the soul.
但是保罗告诉我们，
But Paul tells us,
神的国不在乎这些。
The kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking.
我觉得这个中间是一个很大的区分呢。
I think there is a big, gap or void in between.
你真正爱主的弟兄姊妹们跟那个不太爱主的弟兄姊妹，这个差别就在这里啊。
I think those who really love God and those who are so-so Christians, this is the defining moment.
一个很在乎，一个不在乎，那么就区别就出来了。
So one cares about it, one doesn't care about it, and you see the difference.
所以我觉得在中文里面啊，这个在乎这个字用的实在是非常的好啊。
So I feel like in the Chinese version where it says it is, you don't care about it or not concerned about it is used appropriately.
今天早晨之后你记住这个字。
I hope that after today we will remember this phrase.
以后在你的生活中
that in our lives,
看你在乎什么东西。
What do we care about?What are we concerned about?
那个吃喝呢，还是在乎灵里面的饱足？
Do we care about what we eat and drink, or do we care about whether our spirit has been satisfied?
保罗说，神的国不在乎吃喝呢，在乎什么？在乎公义、和平和喜乐在圣灵中。
So Paul doesn't stop there. He says, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
他告诉我们，当一个人呢，真正灵里面得着饱足的时候啊。
So when someone is truly satisfied in the Spirit,
他至少做三件事情。
They'll do at least three things.
第一个。
The first one.
行义。
They'll walk, live in righteousness.
行公义。
And they'll live in righteousness.
什么叫做行公义呢？
What does it mean to live in righteousness?
他就会做神眼中看为对的事情。
They will do things that are pleasing in God's sight.
你饿着肚子啊，叫他去这个行义很困难的。
To tell a starving person to walk in righteousness, that's difficult.
我们都知道今天作为基督徒，我们要行神眼中看为对的事情。
We know that as Christians, we are to live lives that are pleasing to God.
但是这个呢，跟基督徒里面的饱足啊，有很大的关系。
But this is directly correlated to whether Christians are satisfied or not.
在我们的生活和侍奉中间。
In our lives and in our service.
能把一切事能做的叫神能够称义。哎呀，这是实在是重要，也是蒙福的一件事。
If we can live and serve in a way where it pleases God, what a huge blessing.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
,brothers and sisters,
我们是神的百姓。
We are God's people.
我们已经被摆在称义的地位上。
And we are already in a position of righteousness.
基督徒行公义的事是非常重要的。
And for Christians to live in righteousness, this is so important.
我们知道今天整个世界都处在一种不义的状态中。
We know that the whole world the whole world is full of unrighteousness.
因为它每样事物都是跟神敌对。
Everything is in opposition to God.
而我们基督徒在这个不义的这个世界中要做出公义的见证。
So for Christians who live in an unrighteous world, we need to do the righteous things.
你里面饱足了。
So when we are satisfied and full,
这样去行义就容易。
Then it's easier for us to live and walk in righteousness.
我们中国古代啊，有这么一句话。
In the ancient Chinese times, there's this phrase.
就说你一个人呢，要叫一个人行礼仪的话，你第一件什么？叫他吃饱了才能够行礼仪啊。
So,
就是说你要叫一个很有礼貌 ，polite.、嗯、
so if you want someone to act appropriately and be polite, you have to first feed them.
哎，你让他吃饱了，然后才叫他做这个做那个，对不对？
Once they are full, then you can requests for them to do
these certain tasks.
And if they're hungry and starving and you don't provide food, then you can't make that request to them to do these things. So today we understand. Only in those specific areas of the world where people are starving will thieves,
robber.
Thieves come out.
对不对啊？就供应不足了，所以很多小偷就出来了。
Because they're not satisfied, and so people come out to steal.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
当你饱足的时候。
When we are full.
你就能行公义，行对的事情。
When we are full and satisfied, that's when we can live in righteousness.
我们都知道，今天我们人活在地上，我们里面有贪心啊，贪欲。
We know that in our lives here on earth we have greed and these desires.
这个贪也是个可怕的东西。
And this greed is also a scary thing.
为什么会贪呢？
Why do we have this greediness?
因为里面不满足嘛。
Because we're not satisfied.
如果你满足了，还会去贪吗？
If we are totally satisfied, will we still be greedy?
但是很可惜，人的这个体和魂，这个你怎么样填也填不足。
But the man, our physical body and our soul, no matter how much you provide for it, it'll never be satisfied.
哇，我前不久我看见这个中国大陆那些大贪官呢，哎，那个贪的钱真多啊。
And I saw these really rich Chinese.
有人贪 corrupt 的事情。
Oh, these corrupt officials.
对，你知道他们那个钱多到一个什么地步吗？
They were so wealthy to the point
用那个美金呢、啊、变铺成一种床就睡在上面
that they would use US currency to, as a mattress for them to sleep on.
哇这真是叹为观止啊看这么多的钱呢、啊、
that they were filthy rich.
满足了吗
were they satisfied?
还是不满足
they were not satisfied.
人为什么会起这种贪欲呢
why do we have this, greediness.
今天我们不要那么大贪，我们呢贪名贪利贪一点钱财，弟兄姊妹们都说明什么？我们里面不够饱足。
Maybe we're not that greedy, but there's still greediness in us where we desire to have status, money, and these things. It's because we're not satisfied.
所以神要我们基督徒要过公义的生活。
So Paul tells us that Christians need to live in righteousness.
做神眼中看为对的事。
We need to do the things that are pleasing in God's sight.
所以保罗告诉我们，
so Paul,
神的国不在乎吃喝。
So Paul tells us that the kingdom of God is not does not concern eating and drinking.
乃是在乎在圣灵中的饱足。
But it is finding true satisfaction in the Spirit.
哇，这实在是太重要。
And this is so important.
那么他又告诉我们，
He also tells us,
不仅需要行公义，
that we not only need to live in righteousness,
啊，还有和平，
but we need to have peace.
啊，这个和平呢，这个字里面包含很多意思。
And there's a lot of meanings within this word peace.
那么第一个就是安息。
First one is
rest.
啊，
你知道人呢吃饱了才会有安息呀。
When we are well fed and full, then we can have rest.
饿着肚子谁安息呢？对不对
？Who can rest when they're starving?
啊，所以你看见常常有吃饱了，哎呦，叹一口气，好舒服。
And sometimes after a meal and you're satisfied, you let out a sigh of satisfaction.
我们知道肉体永远不会安息的。
We know that our physical body will never be satisfied.
所以基督徒活在肉体中永远都不会安息。
So Christians who live for our bodies will never be satisfied.
实在来说哈。
Truthfully speaking.
你要知道那个小婴儿是最肉体的。
The infants are the most,
carnal.
小婴孩都是肉体。Infants are very much about their flesh.
他也很真的。
And they're very real.
他一饿了他就哇哇叫哎呀哭啊闹啊对不对
When the infant is hungry, the baby will cry and scream.
啊很简单啊把那个奶瓶往嘴巴里一塞啊。
And it's quite easy, you just take a bottle and you shove it in their mouth.
啊咕噜咕噜咕噜咕噜吃完了。
And when they drink, consumed the entire bottle.
哎呦，有时候你看一吃完它就会笑，它就笑。
And after the baby drinks the bottle, it'll smile.
有的吃完了之后呢，就睡觉，它不管你，它就睡觉。
And after it's full, the baby doesn't care about you, it'll just fall asleep.
我曾经看过 baby, 有时候睡觉它嘴巴还在动呢。
And
that, 得意啊。
There are some babies when they're asleep, their mouth is still moving as if they're sucking on a bottle.
因为它里面满足了，对不对呢？
They're very satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们问一问，
I'll ask you,
我们的生活中有安息吗？
In our lives, do we have rest?
为什么不安息啊？
Why are we not at rest?
因为你里面不饱足。
Because we are not satisfied.
啊，所以如果我们今天活在一种不安息的状态，
Today, if we are living in a restless state,
对这个不满足，对那个不满足，
We're not satisfied with this or that,
就说明你灵里面的光景是在饥饿的状态。
This speaks of the fact that our spirit is in a state of depression.
所以进入安息是需要饱足的。
So in order for us to have rest, we need to be full.
那么这一个和平啊，
So peace.
它还有一个意思就是很和谐的意思。Harmony.
There's another meaning of peace and that is harmony.
所以当你一个人呢真正的饱足的时候，他进入灵里面这种安息的时候。
And so when you're satisfied and you have this rest.
我们才能做和谐的事情。
Then we can do things that are well balanced and in harmony.
Harmony. 那个所以这个哈和谐就是一个平衡。
So this harmony is a balanced life.
你知道我们基督徒啊，生活中常常有很多是不平衡。
In our Christian life, many times we have imbalance.
我们做很多事情都是偏向一面。
And we're heavy in one particular area, not in the other.
这讲我们很喜欢这个 extreme, 有时候会走极端。
And it means that we are maybe too extreme, that we're too heavy on one side.
就说明什么呢？里面没有饱足，你知道吗？
And this speaks of the fact that we are not satisfied.
如果你里面饱足，你做事就平衡的。
When we are satisfied, then what we do will be well balanced.
啊，你里面就是和谐的。
And you are in harmony.
当我们里面饱足的时候，
And when we are satisfied,
我们才能行合理的事情。
Then we can live reasonable lives.
哎，你做事情才有条理的。
Then we will be able to act reasonably.
所以你知道这是多么重要的事情啊。
So this is very important.
你看看今天地上的教会的光景啊。
We see the condition of all the churches in the world.
很多的时候走极端，很多时候不平衡，很多事情不合理。弟兄姊妹，就说明什么呢？处在饥荒的状态里。
You see, many churches go to one extreme. They're not in harmony. And they're not at peace, and this speaks of the fact that they're not satisfied.
所以非常重要。
So this is very important.
今天
Today,
我们知道神的家 God's house.
We know it in God's house.
神的家最大的记号就是安息。
The greatest sign in God's house is rest.
哪里有安息，哪里才有神家的实际。
Wherever there is rest, then there is the reality of God's house.
我们所有的工作都应该产生安息。
All of our work needs to be in rest.
我们的侍奉就是带进安息。
Our service is to bring in rest.
但是你会发现今天在地上的教会正好相反。
But you see in the churches in the world, it's the complete opposite.
很多人不服侍啊，一服侍啊，哎呀，这个教会就是天翻地覆。
And sometimes when people start serving, then they turn everything upside down.
这不对的。
This is not right.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以今天我们基督徒灵里面的饱足是何等重要的一件事情。
Whether our spirit is satisfied, this is a very important thing.
保罗不仅讲到有和平。
Paul not only talks about peace.
保罗也讲到神的国还在乎圣灵中的喜乐。
It also speaks that we need to have joy in the Holy Spirit.
你只有吃饱了你才快乐。
Only when we have eaten and we're full will we have joy.
那么也让我问弟兄姊妹。
I'll ask brothers and sisters.
你现在的生活快乐吗？
Is there joy in your life?
我要问说这个快乐的原因是什么呢?
And I'll ask, further ask, what is the source of that joy?
我们知道只有在灵里面的喜乐,那个才是真正的喜乐。
Only joy in the spirit is true joy.
所以我们那首诗歌我已经讲过好多次啊,我很喜欢那首诗歌。
There's a hymn that I've mentioned many times.
他说有他有主,我不需要别原因,我也发喜乐声音。
If I have God, then I don't need any other reason to make me have joy.
但今天呢我们看见我们的喜乐是什么呢靠着外面环境的刺激吃到好东西就快乐了那么有好的玩的就快乐了。
But our joy, sadly, is dependent on how we are stimulated with entertainment or food and drink.
这个不是真正的喜乐。
And that is not true joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
喜乐是一个见证。
Joy is a testimony.
是一个得胜的见证。
It is a victorious testimony.
我永远不会忘记。
I'll never forget.
我看见倪弟兄写出最后的一个小小的纸条。
I read a pamphlet that was written by Brother Watchman in his latter years.
他被关在劳改营里面关了二十多年。
He was imprisoned for over 20 years.
受了许多的痛苦。
And he went through much suffering.
最后他给他姐姐写了这么一个小小的字条。
But he wrote his sister a little note.
其中有一句话。
There was one phrase.
他说我知道如何保持我心中的喜乐。
He says, I know how to preserve the joy in my heart.
感谢主,这个就是得胜。
Praise God that this is victory.
仇敌不能用苦难,不能用外面的环境消除神儿女里面的喜乐。
That Satan cannot use these outward circumstances to diffuse the joy in God's children's heart.
是我们基督徒啊,常常经历就是边流泪边喜乐,这个很特别。
In our lives, oftentimes we're tearful, but then also joyful.
环境很艰难，遭遇很痛苦，但是灵里面满有喜乐。
So our outward circumstances could be really rough and difficult, but inside we are filled with joy.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
保罗告诉我们
，Paul tells us,
神的国不在乎吃喝。
The kingdom of God is not concerned with eating and drinking.
在乎在圣灵中的。公义和平和喜乐
But it is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
那么请我们记得
Please remember.
在我们的生活中到底我们在乎什么
In our lives, what are we concerned about?
所以这个非常的重要
This is very important.
但圣经呢还有进一步的告诉我们
And the Bible tells us a step further.
我们灵里面怎么样能得着满足呢
How do we have satisfaction in our spirit?
主耶稣在约翰福音第六章里面告诉我们
John tells us in chapter 6
他说只有我是从天上降下来的粮
That I am the bread that has come from above
所以这很清楚告诉我们我们灵里面的食物乃是基督
That it speaks that our spiritual food is none other than Christ
除了基督之外没有任何东西能满足你的灵的
Outside of Christ, nothing else can satisfy our spirit.
你没有办法用体的满足、魂的满足来代替灵的满足。
You cannot use the satisfaction of our body and our soul to fulfill this, our spirit.
今天因为神的儿女们处在一种饥荒的状态。
And today, God's people, we are living in a condition of being in a famine.
所以你看见有很多的聚会就要弄各式各样的活动。
So you see a lot of churches will try to stir up the crowds with activities.
想用这些活动来使人里面能够快乐一点。
There's a lot of activities and events to try to make, to bring joy to people.
但是我们晓得那个快乐一下就过去。
We know that joy is...
也有很多人用各样的知识用各样打动情感的事物啊。
But we know that joy is temporary and oftentimes will bring in the emotional and knowledge and wisdom.
结果呢也就过去了。
And Once that's over, it has passed.
你知道这变成很大的试探引诱。
And this has become a real temptation.
我们不懂得什么叫做灵里面的满足。
We don't know the true meaning of satisfaction in our spirit.
我有一次去参加一个聚会。
One time I went to a meeting.
哇，这个弟兄真是好口才啊。
And this brother was very eloquent.
讲得哄堂大笑。
And when he spoke, the congregation,
从头到尾没有人场啊，哄堂大笑。
When he spoke, the congregation was laughing. There was never a dull moment.
我前面坐两个姊妹啊。
In front, there were two sisters.
他们笑到个地步都快钻到椅子底下去了，你看。
They were laughing so hard that they almost fell to the ground.
哎呀，那个完了之后，大家说，哦，今天聚会真是好，这很快就过去了。
And after the meeting, everyone said, "Wow, what a great meeting!" But once it was over, that joy was gone.
可怜呐。
Sadly,
今天神的仆人呢,
God's servants today,
能用体, 只能用魂这些方面来满足人。
We try to satisfy our body and our soul to satisfy the spirit.
我们必须牢记一件事情。
But we have to remember one thing.
只有基督是我们灵的食物。
Only Christ is our spiritual food.
并且在侍奉上,
especially in service,
任何时候我们用体的活动来代替用魂的这些知识情感来代替。
When we use our body and when we use the soul in our wisdom and emotions to serve,
这不仅没有益处。
Not only is this meaningless,
变成一种污染的东西，污染的事物。
But it has become something that is polluted.
啊，我们现代人都知道这个食物的污染，这是可怕的东西，对不对？
We know that pollution is a scary thing.
我们今天吃东西，我们是多么的讲究啊！
The things that we eat today, we pay so much attention to what we eat.
因为太多污染的东西了。
And to avoid all the polluted food.
所以现在呢，这个 organic 这个字啊，成为了今天人生活中一个很重要的字。
So everyone pays attention to the word organic when they go to the grocery store.
哎呀，你知道我年轻的时候从来都没有是个什么，这个什么 organic， 是从来不听这个东西。
When I was younger, there was no such word as organic when I went to the grocery store.
现在什么东西是 organic？
Now you have to find things that are organic.
我有两他有两个儿子一个儿子一个女儿。
I have two grandkids.
所以有时候我拿点食物到他家去，他们就这是 organic 的吗？就问清楚了。
I'll give my grandkids food and they will say back to me, is that organic food?
弟兄姊妹们，我们对于身体的食物这样的注重，为什么对灵的食物我们一点都不注重呢？
Why do we pay so much attention to the food that we eat, but we have no response or care to our spiritual needs?
我们完全不在乎我们灵里面的这个健康吗？
Are we not concerned with the health of our spirit?
这变成多么的愚昧啊！
What a
foolish
thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
主告诉我们
God,
只有他是从天上降下来的粮。
Only he is the bread from heaven.
他是唯一我们属灵的粮食。
He alone is our spiritual food.
你没有办法用别的东西来代替。
You cannot use anything else to substitute.
所以主对门徒们说。
So Jesus spoke directly to his disciples.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Do not work for food that will perish.
因为我们知道这前面有一个故事发生的。
Because we know that prior to this, there was a story.
主用了五饼二鱼，叫五千人吃饱。
God used five loaves of bread and two fish to feed 5,000.
大家高兴得不得了啊。
Everyone was so happy.
所以就追着主耶稣跑。
So they ran after Jesus.
哎呀，如果是我也会去追啊。
If it were me, I would chase after him too.
这个饼是神迹的饼啊，你看看多特别啊。
This bread is miraculous bread.
所以主告诉他们。他们看不是为了神迹，是因为吃饼得饱才跟着我。
But Jesus said, it's not the signs, you follow me not because of the signs that you saw, but because you ate bread and you were filled.
主特别提醒我们，不要为那必朽坏的食物劳力。
So Jesus reminds us that we should not work for the bread, the food that will perish.
是告诉我们，体的满足，魂的满足，这是必朽坏的食物。
And this tells us that the satisfaction, the things that satisfy our soul and our body will perish.
不过我们在这里稍微平衡一点嘛。
But I need to be balanced here.
我们不要走极端。
We don't want to
extreme.
Go to the extreme side.
因为偶尔有时候在自然情况里面，教会有一点活动啊，有一点点这么魂的这些东西啊，这个也不是错啊，不是错。
So, I need to be balanced in saying that, of course, when there are church functions and activities that touch our soul, there's nothing wrong with that.
因为我怕有些弟兄姊妹们呢，这个脑子走极端，那抓着今天早晨的话，以后呢碰见任何东西他都来了，这个是必朽坏的。
So I don't want you to misunderstand me and go the extreme route and say that, oh, if there's anything that touches the soul, then I will avoid it for sure.
因为我们还要吃，还需要魂里面的满足。
Because we still have to be full in our body, we still have to, our souls still need to be satisfied.
牢记那个点，不要在乎它就好了啊。
But we have to remember, don't be concerned with these things.
所以主在约翰福音特别讲到，只有他是从天上降下来的粮。
So Jesus says that he alone is the bread that came from heaven.
是生命的粮。
It is the food that is life.
主说你如果吃了这个粮，你就再也不饥，再也不渴。
He says, if you eat of this bread, then you will never hunger or thirst again.
所以当一个基督徒灵里面深处得到满足的时候
from the depths of our soul, spirit, if we are full,
少吃一点，少用的坏的也没有关系。
Even if we're lacking in physical food and other things, we're okay.
那我们怎么样能够得住这个粮呢？
Well, how do we gain more of this bread?
这就是为什么父要差遣宝惠师住在我们的里面。
This is one of the main reasons why God has sent the Comforter.
因为我们不懂得是取这个粮。
Because we don't know how to get more of this bread.
是圣灵在我们的里面引导我们。
But it's the Holy Spirit in us who's leading us.
所以他在我们里面做见证。
So in us, he testifies.
什么叫做见证呢？
What does it mean to be a testimony?
只有他会告诉我们这个是基督，那个不是基督。
Only the Holy Spirit in us will tell us what is of Christ and what is not of Christ.
今天如果不跟着圣灵的这个引导，
If we are not walking according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, 我们的外表很难分别。Then outwardly, it's hard for us to discern.
那么圣灵怎么做见证呢？
Then how does the Spirit testify?
他借着神的话。
He uses God's word.
所以他把主的话解开来了。
So he reveals God's word to us,
把基督的意义释放出来了
and reveals the meaning of Christ.
啊，我们基督徒才真正得着宝灵里的宝足。
Then a Christian is really satisfied in the Spirit.
你知道，我年轻的时候我也不懂这个。
When I was younger, I didn't understand.
但是后来我就懂得这个。
Then later, I did understand.
我们需要圣灵解开主的话。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal and open up God's word to us.
所以跟主的话有非常重要的关系。
And this is directly linked to the word of God.
所以你看，先知耶利米就这样说了。
And so the prophet Jeremiah said.
他说：“耶和华，我得着你的话，就当作食物吃了。”
And Jeremiah would say, "I have gained your words as food."
那阿摩先知阿摩斯也这样讲。
And the prophet Amos also said this.
他说：“你们饥饿非不是因为没有饼没有水，那是因为不听神的话。”
But you are in famine not because you are lacking in food and water, but because you are not obedient to the word of God.
圣灵不仅解开主的话，让我们认识基督。
The Holy Spirit not only opens up the word of God for us to know.Jesus,
他也引我们进入这个世纪
but he also leads us into the reality,
因此我们灵里面就得着供应
so that our spirit can be satisfied.
当我们灵里面饱足的时候
and when our spirit is satisfied,
你自然可以喜乐
then naturally we live.
你自然有安息
then we naturally will have righteousness and we'll have peace.
那么自然你的心中有喜乐。
And naturally we will have joy.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们的神是丰富的神。
Our God is an abundant God.
他愿意供应我们。
And he desires to supply our needs.
可惜神的儿女们。
Unfortunately, God's people.
很多时候我们从堕落的光景中回来了。
From a fallen nature, we come back.
啊，我们还不懂得神在灵里面给我们的供应。
But yet we still don't understand what God is supplying us in the Spirit.
在教会历史上
，throughout church history,
我们看见多少的弟兄姊妹因着明白这个道理。
We've seen so many men and women who have understood this truth.
他们活在基督里，活得这么的丰富。
That they lived a life that is so abundant in Christ.
他们生活中行义。
That they walk in righteousness.
他们灵里面有安息。
And they have peace in their life.
他们灵里面有喜乐。
And in their spirit they have joy.
所以他们对外面生活的这些东西要求就变得很低。
So their requirements of all these other outward things became very low.
主把他们摆在任何环境里面,
that God has placed them in any circumstance,
他们都可以满足。
Then they can be satisfied no matter what.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道今天主把他自己给了我们。
We know today that Jesus has given himself to us.
他要成为我们灵里深处最深处的满足。
He wants to be the real joy in our spirit.
我们知道当你里面满足的时候,
and we know that when we are satisfied and when there's joy in our spirit,
主也满足了。
Then God is satisfied.
你记得约翰福音第四章那个撒玛利亚妇人的故事吗?
Are you familiar with the story of the Samaritan woman?
当那个妇人呢里面得到满足的时候,
when thatSamaritan woman was satisfied in the spirit.
主说我也饱足了。
Then God said, I am also satisfied.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
圣经的教导。
We need to come back to the teachings of the Bible.
那么在马太福音第五章里面,
and in Matthew chapter 5,
告诉我们我们一个基本的态度需要。
That we should have this basic, attitude.
我们读了很多年呢都不太明白这句话的意思。
Maybe we've read this for many years, but we haven't really understood what this verse says.
他说饥渴慕义的人有福了。
He says, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness,
因为什么他们必得饱足。
Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be satisfied.
他前面你看英文里面讲得很清楚，那个饥饿和干渴的人，他怎么样？他要渴慕啊。
So this, the ones who are blessed are those who are hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
那什么意思呢？这里是讲到吃喝的问题啊。
What does this mean? This speaks of eating and drinking.
就说今天你如果吃，你想吃想喝。
Today, if you want to eat and you want to drink,
你要做对了。
You want to do what is right.
如果你不对了。
If you do what is wrong,
你得不到饱足。
You will not be satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and
sisters, 我们今天要里面有个很深的渴望能够做正确的事情。
We have to have this deep hunger and thirst to do what is right.
我再说我们人的体的感觉魂的感觉是非常强烈。
I'll say again, the needs of our body and our soul are very strong.
这个控制我们的力量是大得不得了。
And this controls us.
非常 strong.
It controls us very strongly.
我想我们是人我们就知道。
We all are familiar with this because we're human.
当你个心被什么东西抓住的你心里面喜欢什么吃什么东西的哇那个很大的力量。
If something captures our emotions or if there's food that we really want to eat, it's a pretty strong driving force within us.
但是现在你想要得到灵里面的饱足
But now we want to find, that satisfaction in the spirit.
你要渴望做对的事情。
We need to do what is right.
不能用这个身体的满足用魂的满足来代替。
We can't substitute, satisfaction of the spirit with satisfaction of our body and our soul.
我们必须在里面告诉自己。
We have to tell ourselves, remind ourselves.
只有主耶稣是我灵里面深处的满足。
Only Jesus can be the satisfaction of my spirit.
只有跟随圣灵,
only following the leading of the Spirit,
他能把我带到这个满足的里面,
can the Holy Spirit lead us into that satisfaction.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
难怪保罗在世的日子,
that's why when Paul was here on earth,
保罗就心里面呼喊说, 是我认识基督,
he would proclaim, I know Christ.
为着基督的缘故看万事如同粪土。
The knowledge of knowing Christ is far greater than all things are rubbish compared to the knowledge of Christ.
所以呢，我要丢弃这些，追求基督。
So we need to dismiss these other things and run after Christ.
因为他看见了基督徒灵里面的宝座，那个才是真正的宝。
So, true satisfaction is being satisfied in the spirit.
使我们属灵的生活能够变成刚强。
So that our spiritual, condition can be strong.
使我们的侍奉变得有力量。
And our service can have strength.
使我们的见证变得明亮。
And our testimony will be full of brightness.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
基督徒。
Christians.
不仅要追求实实在在。
Not only should we live real lives.
今天早晨我们也知道基督徒要活得饱饱足足。
But this morning we're reminded that Christians need to live lives that are satisfied.
我上次和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Last time I spoke with brothers and sisters.
我们见面了。
When we greet each other.
先不要说你好我好啊。
Don't immediately ask, how are you?
我们说你吃了没？你今天吃了没？吃到主的话没？
We should ask each other, have you eaten? Have you eaten from the word of God yet today?
今天早上我们再加上一句话。
Then today I want to add another phrase to that greeting.
彼此问你吃饱了没？
Have you eaten to the point where you're satisfied?
吃饱了吗？
Are you,
灵里面饱足了吗？
Are you full in your spirit?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
神喜欢他的儿女们个个都能长得健壮。
God wants all of his children to be healthy.
如果主回来了
If the Lord were to return,
看我们大家都面黄肌瘦、啊、主心里很难过对不对
If we're all skinny and malnourished and unhealthy,
像我们一样我常常有时候出门出远门。
Sometimes I'll travel.
我一回来一看见他的儿子和女儿，哎，比从前胖一点，我就很高兴啊。
Sometimes I'll travel, and when I come back from my travels, I look at my grandkids and see that they've grown, and it'll bring satisfaction to me.
要神今天回来了，他要看见我们是这个样子，对不对呢？
And so when the Lord returns, He's looking for the same thing in us.
所以希望弟兄姊妹们个个都得到灵里面的宝足。
That each one of us, may we be satisfied in our spirit.
好像我们能有一个好的光景啊
迎
接主的再来。
So that we can meet the Lord in a healthy and good condition when He returns.
我们最后再来唱一首诗歌好吧
Let's lastly sing another song.
唱个诗歌然后我们有点祷告。
Let's sing a song and then we'll have some closing prayer.
虽然这首我找不到一首完全合适的诗歌。
Can't find a hymn that is completely appropriate.
但是这首诗歌倒是给我们很好的提醒。
But there is a hymn that gives us a good reminder.
这 A.B. Simpson 弟兄写的。
A.B. Simpson was the author of this hymn.
他写 Jesus Only.
Hymn 427.
我们就用这个来提醒我们。
Jesus Only.
Jesus Only. 我想我们就唱一三五节哈。
Let's just sing verses 1, 3, and 5.
我们请我们姊妹给我们弹一个副歌哈。
We'll have our sister play the refrain and then we'll sing.
请大家起立。
Can we all stand and sing?
我们一同起立来唱。我们大声的来唱。
And sing loudly with our hearts.
来，
唯有耶稣是我的牧，我的信心是耶稣。为有耶稣 同声开口,
May we all pray in unison. And we pray for ourselves.
然后呢,如果主有感动,
and if the Lord moves within us,
也许有两三位带着我们有点简短的祷告,
maybe we can have two or three lead us with prayer.
主在你回来的日子之前,
Lord, you haven't returned yet.
地上教会的光景似乎处在一个大饥荒的情形里面。
And the church is living in a time of famine.
主啊, 我们实在是需要你自己来喂养我们。
Lord, we need you to come feed us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
直到今天你仍旧用你的话来提醒我们。
Today you've used your words to remind us.
唯有你才是真正生命的粮。
Only you are the bread of life.
求主不叫我们用别的东西来代替你的自己。
May we not use anything else to substitute.
愿神的儿女们,
may all God's children in our lives
都能够得着你的喂养。
May we receive your nutrients from you.
在每一个聚会里面,
in every meeting
得着你的喂养。
Receive your nutrients.
在每一个侍奉的里面,
in every service,
能够得着你的喂养。
May we receive nutrients from you.
主啊, 我们愿意把自己再次交在你的恩手中。
We want to submit ourselves to you once again.
求你救我们脱离这个可怕的时代。
Help us to depart from this corrupt world.
也救我们脱离自己的愚昧。
And save us from our own foolishness.
让我们能够循着你话语的亮光跟随你。
And we can allow your word to be revealed to us and allow us to walk in it.
主啊, 愿每个弟兄姊妹都吃得饱饱足足的。
May every brother and sister be satisfied in our spirit.
也是健健康康的。
And live healthily.
主啊,
in health.
用你的怜悯, 牧养你自己的羊群。
We look to your mercy to lead your sheep.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence this morning.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
Call Jesus Christ's precious
name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.